Hello, I'm Ursula Wieser Benedetti, and I'm a curator for landscape architecture at SIVA.
You have a show now about Jules Bassens called Picturesque. And for those people who are not familiar with his work, one could say that he is the Belgian Frederick Law Olmsted, or one could say that Olmsted is the American Jules Bassens.
That's a very generous comparison. Bassens was indeed a very important figure in landscape architecture. He was basically one generation later than Frederick Law Olmsted, who was above all active in the second half of the 19th century. However, for Belgium and at the Belgian level, Bassens was indeed a very important figure in landscape architecture. He trained at the renowned practice of Édouard André in Paris. Édouard André had worked in the service of Alphand and Haussmann in Paris, and Édouard André was certainly one of the big figures in landscape architecture worldwide. He also published a treatise which was very well known and disseminated. And in Belgium, Bassens not only realized a lot of projects, but he was also very active abroad, which for that time, I suppose, is particularly exceptional because he worked in countries as far as Russia, Lithuania, Poland, and closer to us, Switzerland, the Netherlands, and France.
And now, he also worked for the city, so he created parks in Brussels. For instance, the Ussigen Park, which is next to the Atomium. And that park, to me, is a completely natural place. I thought it was a wood that had survived.
Well, the Ussigen Park, unfortunately, in its present state, is very misleading when it comes to expressing the ideas of Bassens. You're correct when you say it feels like an existing woodland. Bassens was working on a place where there had already been a park, so he transformed an existing property and adapted it to make it a park for the International Expo of 1935 at Heysel. And in its present state, it's basically lacking all the typical characteristics that Bassens was famous for, which are extensive use of flowers. And for instance, Ussigen had huge flower meadows, which along the season would change color. So it was like a massive cinetic piece of art, which changed colors and atmosphere as the months go along.
Is there any possibility that it'll be restored to his vision?
Well, I wish it would, but the fact is that landscape architecture and park projects are very fragile works of art. Like the difference of architecture, which is made out of hard materials, which are difficult to change. Parks are made out of soft materials, which can disappear, and plants, as the years go along, may just die. And the main problem is the cost of maintenance and human resources, i.e. gardeners, that can really maintain those spaces. And this is the type of planting that really needs maintenance and regular replacement. And so as decades go along, and you know, that one has to save money. Of course, these are the first things to go. And unfortunately, they were probably the most striking and beautiful aspects of that park.
Now, you said that he started his career in France. Did he do very straight line French sort of, because this show you have not picturesque is the opposite of that, but did he first do classic French designing, or was it not what he was doing?
So Jules Bassens is known for having been the initiator of a movement called Le Nouveau Jardin Pittoresque, which was created in reaction to a French movement which was called Le Nouveau Jardin. So it was like echoing the title of this French book, which was published in 1912 by André Véra, and which proposed a very symmetrical and geometric type of project. At the beginning of his career, when Bassens worked with André, in fact, he followed, like, he was working in the footsteps of his master, Édouard André, who was defending a style of gardens which was called composite or mixed, and which combined formal elements like straight avenues and symmetrical compositions with parts of the garden that would be treated in a more what you would call English landscape garden style. So it was a mixture of those two styles, and the opposition between more curvy forms and linear forms. And in the first phase of his career, you can really tell that Boussens had been influenced by André, and he was also working in that type of style. However, after 1913, he definitely changed styles.
What will a visitor here to this exhibit see? What sort of materials have you pulled together for the exhibit?
So we're very lucky to have a very interesting collection of archives coming from the Boussens landscape practice, but also from the family, which comprise not only very beautiful plants, which are watercolored or in gouache, and which are very spectacular plants, not only from their graphics, but partly also from their size, because some of them are more than 2 meters in length. But we also found a whole series of photographs from the era. Those photographs were still photographs on glass plates. And so we found black and white photographs, but also color photographs from the 1920s, 1930s, which is quite exceptional and which could also give us a very lively image of what this project looked like.
And people probably, without knowing it, if they go into various parks in Brussels, they're seeing his work.
Probably. I mean, to the difference of architecture, like the idea that landscape projects like parks, gardens are the creation of an author is much less established. So the idea that there's a sort of copyright, and you think a house by Horta, of course you name the author, but a park by whom? It's not a question that most of us ask themselves. So indeed, there is quite a few parks and gardens which he designed, amongst which Ossegem, which you just mentioned, but also the Parc Astrid in Anderlecht, or the Parc Tournay-Solvay, which used to be a private property, and where he only did a partial project. He modified an existing garden, but probably amongst the most famous works are the Van Buren gardens in Uccle.
And the show is going to be on until February, is it?
Yes, it's running until the 12th of February.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.